The Character by Tiffany Johnson. This story is the first person narration of Anna. Anna is a 10-year-old little girl currently experiencing sexual abuse. The book details how she survived the trauma. If you are not in a emotionally safe place, this book could contain triggers that would be harmful. So please only listen or read if you are safe. Chapter 1, Memory. They call it balls. You know, they'll say things like, you got no balls, man. Well, my sister says that's what they're talking about. They're, you know, no way. You mean they have two of them? I thought it was just one. There's this one that gets, you know, hard, I think. I don't know, but all guys have two of them. What's the other one for? I don't know. She didn't tell me that. What I don't get is why they call them balls. I mean, it's not round. It's long, right? So weird. How did your sister know all of this anyway? I don't think it's right. I think she was making it up. No, she's, you know, done it. No way. Wait, she's 17. We'll have to ask her for some more questions then. For real. They finally sleep. They were dressed a long time ago and were still hanging around so they could talk about the hard thing. I feel really sick to my stomach. I swear, they're like aliens to me. Girls, I mean. I know I'm a girl too, but I sure don't feel like one. I feel more like an aunt than a girl. They talk about boys and the hard thing as if it's a good thing. I bet that this girl's sister wouldn't call it a good thing. Not if she really has done it. They talk about it as though they'd be happy to see one in real life. I bet they would laugh if a boy pulled down his pants. Not me. Hearing them talk about it makes me feel, well, like I said, like a bug. I'm not normal. I don't feel things that girls are supposed to feel. Not only about this sort of stuff, but other stuff, too. Like, the girls in my class, most of them care a lot about what they wear. Not me. I would wear the same thing 5 days in a row and be perfectly fine. I probably would if I could get past my mother. I stuffed my foot into my tennis shoe, grabbed my book bag, and headed out of the locker room. It was time for class again. Except, even as I was walking to class, I kept thinking about the girls and what they were talking about. I walked into the room, sat down at the desk closest to the door. Sometimes the desk is already taken when I get back from the locker room, but not today. And I am glad. I like sitting next to the door. In my head, I see a picture of Daddy. I took my pencil out, opened up the story notebook. I didn't really know what to write, though. So I started doodling, and then I remembered I'd never written it down. So I had a few minutes before Mrs. Keller started class. So I bent my head and started writing. I was 7. Now I remember. Some people say that you forget stuff that happened to you when you were a little kid. Mama says she don't remember nothing before age about 11. I guess that's just another way I'm different than all of the other girls. Maybe that's why they seem like aliens to me. Or maybe I'm the alien. Anyway, about forgetting. Daddy said I would forget, that is. That first time, he said I'd forget. But that was 3 years ago, and I forgot. Maybe I have to grow up first. Maybe that's the trick. When you grow up, maybe you forget about stuff that happened to you when you were little. I don't know what I think about that. It might be nice to forget. And sometimes I wonder what it would feel like to wake up and not remember. But it's kind of scary, too. I don't really want to forget. I mean, what if I forgot, and then it happened to me again the same day I forgot? I mean, I'd have to be as scared as I was the first time all over again. And I think it's better the way it is now. At least I know about it. At least I don't get as scared as I did then. At least it's normal. It was a rainy day. That day I learned about the hard things. It was also my first day as a second grade student. It was a big day. All I remember about that day at school was the dress I wore, white, with red daisies all over it. And there is a picture of me standing in front of the school wearing that dress and holding my lunchbox that Mama took. I remember her giving me a hug before she took the picture and another big hug after she took the picture. I don't like looking at that picture because it hurts. I looked happy. I had bangs then, and they were short. The rest of my hair hung down straight as a board behind my back. I looked like a good kid. That's why looking at the picture hurts. I look good. I've always wanted to be a good kid. I look even a little bit normal. I've always wanted to be normal, too. Thing is, I'm not good, and I'm not normal. At least, not anymore. There were two girls in that class. One was named Amanda, and the other Rain. When we went out to play on the playground that day, they both wanted to play with me. I was sitting on the swings, and I remember feeling happy. I was happy because Rain and Amanda wanted to play with me. They wanted to play different things, so they started getting angry at each other, and I felt proud. They were fighting over me. I am 10 now, and that's never happened to me since. No one wants to play with me now. But they did then, before I changed, before I got bad. Amanda is still in my class now, but she isn't my friend anymore. I don't know why. She just kind of stopped playing with me. Or maybe I stopped playing with her. I don't remember anymore. All I know is that we don't talk or hang out on the playground like we did in second grade. Rain moved to a different school, and I don't even know where she is anymore. If Mama's right about how you forget stuff as you grow, then Rain may not even remember me. But I remember her. She was one of the only people who ever wanted to play with me. That's what I told Mama about when I got home. I told her about playing on the playground with Rain and Amanda. I told her how much fun that was. She said she was glad I had friends. Daddy said he was, too. He wanted me to come sit with him and tell him about school while Mama cooked dinner. I was happy, so I did. I sat down in front of him in the living room, and that's when he started playing with my hair. It didn't bother me, and it didn't hurt either. And I didn't feel bad. He was just playing with my hair. He said it was soft. He said it was pretty. That made me happy, too. Anna, are you paying attention? You need to get out your social studies book now. Mrs. Keller was looking at me, funny. I stopped writing and lifted my head. I remembered I was in school, but not the second grade. I was back in my regular classroom. I was supposed to be listening to the lesson. She might ask me a question if she thought I wasn't paying attention. I shut the story notebook and reached into my desk. I pulled out the social studies workbook really fast, mumbling about how sorry I was. Mrs. Keller nodded and left me alone. My face was hot. I was really embarrassed. I hated being called out by the teacher. I hated the teacher talking to me at all in school. Being an aunt for real wouldn't be that bad in class because no one would be able to see me. I looked down at the workbook. I tried to listen. I really, really did. But all I could think about was the first day of second grade. Have to see what I was writing, and that would be horrible. So I didn't write anymore about what I remembered at school. I walked home. Mama was in the kitchen. I like helping Mama cook. She asked about my day. Did you have a test today? I shook my head. No. Tomorrow we have one. I'll help you study if you want after dinner. I shrugged. Okay. Here, why don't you wash the potatoes for me? Mama handed me the pot of potatoes, and I took them over to the sink. They were heavy. I was happy she was making fried potatoes. They were my favorite. My mom and I are friends. That's something else that's different about me and the other girls in my class. Most of them talk about their moms as though They are always being told what to do and getting in trouble for not doing it. Mama doesn't tell me not to do much. And when she does tell me to do something, I always do it right away. That's the only thing I am good at, obeying. I wish I looked more like her. She has this really pretty hair that comes down really long, and these big eyes. Her skin is tan, too. Me? I look like a goat. The doctor says I don't have enough iron. The mom is always cooking stuff that has lots of iron in it. She even packs raisin boxes in my lunch for school. I've started to relax a little. I like being home, and I like cooking. The potatoes are all washed now. I asked her if I could help cut them, too. Okay, but you have to be careful with a sharp knife. She gave me the knife, and I started to cut up the potatoes. There is something about cooking. I like how you take something that's raw, and you turn it into something that you can eat. I also like all of the work. I like cutting and washing. I like stirring and measuring and mixing. And I really like boiling water. I think it's neat how bubbles start coming up out of the water when it gets hot. Sometimes when I'm home by myself, I will put a pot of water on the stove and make it boil just to watch it boil. When the bubbles get so big that it starts spilling over the sides of the pot, I fix it. But I think that part is cool. It reminds me of me. Sometimes it feels like there are lots of bubbles under my skin. I know that one day the bubbles are going to burst out of me. I wonder what will happen then. Mama says that it makes her nervous. She knows I like watching the water boil, so she won't let me do it. She says that one day I'm not going to be paying enough attention, and I'm going to get burned by the water. Okay, kiddo, I think I can handle it from here. You go play for a while before supper. Do your homework. I handed her the last of the cut-up potatoes and headed out of the kitchen. I walked through the living room where Daddy is sitting on the couch. He is reading the paper and he has the TV turned on to the news channel. Hey, Peaches, just saw the weather report. It's going to be a little cool tomorrow. When you put your clothes out for school tonight, keep them in mind. Yes, sir. I kept walking. Hey, Anna. I stopped. I like your hair. Cute pigtails like that. Thank you. But my teeth are drawn together and my voice is soft. I just wanted to get to my room now. As soon as I did, I grabbed the story notebook and sat down on the floor with my back against the wall. I really wanted to write down all of what I remembered. It's the only way to get it out of my head. Mama is a nurse. She just started being one. She was really excited when she got the piece of paper that said she could work in a hospital. She works at night, and I stay at home with Daddy. Sometimes Daddy plays games with me. He's real good at being a tickle monster. He likes to play that game. Sometimes he'll grab me around my waist and pull me down. He thinks it's funny. I don't really like it as much as he does, but it's okay. I do like making him happy. He played that game with me tonight. I didn't want to go to bed, so I asked him if he could chase me around the house. He said no, that big girls have to go to bed. Then he said something funny. He said, do you know that going to bed can be fun? I didn't know that. He nodded and his eyes got real big. It's a game. And it's real fun. Grown-ups play it all the time. But now I don't know if you're old enough. You know what? Maybe we should just wait until you're bigger. No, I'm big enough. I'm in the second grade. Show me the game. Well, he put his hand on his chin, like he was thinking about it. Sometimes he does that. Sometimes he does that when he is pretending like he doesn't know what he wants. I hoped I could figure out which one he was going to let me do. I wanted to play a new game. Finally, he put his hands on his hips. All right, but here's the thing. Real, real important. Mama don't like little girls playing this game. Make them get mad if they find out because they want little girls to be asleep and the game can only take place at night. So, do you want to go to sleep? I shook my head. No. Then you have to promise you won't tell your mama about the game. She'll get mad and bedtime won't be fun anymore. Okay, I won't tell. That's my girl. Such a special girl. Go to your room and put on your gown. But I thought he was going to make me go to bed. Just do it. It's part of the fun. Okay. So I went to my room. Mama always put out my gown for me before she left for work, and she lays it on my bed. Tonight, she left the red gown with white hearts on it. I like it. It has long sleeves, so I stay warm when I wear it. I put it on. I started to walk out of my room to find Daddy, but before I could, he opened the door. He looked funny. He wasn't wearing a shirt. I started laughing. Daddy was always supposed to wear a shirt. Oh, it's funny, huh? He leaned down and picked me up, put me to the bed, and dropped me on it. But he got on the bed, too, and laid down beside me. Then he moved his hand down and under my gown. My smile slipped a little. I didn't understand. He moved his hand up until he was touching my chest. It really soft. I'm proud of you for being ready for the big girl game, he said. When I felt him touch my star panties, I tried to move away from him, but he held me still so I couldn't move. You gotta be still. Then he took his hand away and I felt better. I started to sit up, but he shook his head and told me to stay laid down. So I did. I don't want to play this game. Oh, sure you do. You just be still. He took off his pants and his underwear. I felt nervous now. I wasn't sure about this. Mama says I'm not allowed to see grown-ups who aren't dressed. I'm not even allowed to go into the bathroom when she's taking a bath because I'm not allowed to see her without her clothes on. And Daddy isn't dressed. I don't think I was supposed to see Daddy without clothes on. His hand was hurting me, too, and I just wanted it to stop. It wasn't a game anymore. I wanted to go to sleep. He wanted me to stay still, but I couldn't. I kept moving, and I was crying. He said I was not being a good girl anymore, and I didn't have anywhere to put my hands, so I put them on his arms. His arms are hairy and big. He was breathing funny now, real hard. I felt it on my face. I tried to turn my head, but there was nothing else to see but him. I was really scared. I wanted him to go away. I tried pushing on him and asking him to stop, but he didn't. He didn't stop. And then he took one of my hands and pulled it down. It touched something hard, really hard, and big, too. I didn't know what it was, but it made me cry even harder. Daddy made a funny sound, and the next thing that happened was something hit me. It hit me hard, or I pee-pee. I screamed, but Daddy took one hand and stood over my mouth. He said something, but I couldn't hear what he said. My head felt really bad now. My body did, too. I looked up and saw a crack in the ceiling. It made me cry, because I think I'd just cried. The sticking thing comes out now, and Daddy gets off. I was shaking real bad. I was shaking real bad, and I was crying, too. I didn't know what had just happened. I was so scared. Daddy leaves the room. I tried to roll over, and when I did, I noticed something. Blood. It wasn't a lot of blood, but it was blood. And I started screaming again because it was on my leg. I was hurt. I was bleeding. I was probably going to die now. I wanted my mama. I screamed that out loud as I could. Mama! I want mama! The door opened, but it wasn't mama. It was Daddy. Anna, what did I tell you? Mama cannot know about this. She'll get mad at you. And if she gets mad at you, I'll have to punish you. It'll be worse on you than this if you tell. This wasn't so bad. You'll forget all about it. But if you aren't a good girl, it will get worse. Are you going to make Mama mad? I shook my head and started scooting back because he was walking up towards bed. I wished he wouldn't do that. I didn't want him to come to the bed anymore. I'm just going to clean you up. He had a washcloth in his hand, and he put it between my legs. That made me jump. I could feel his hands, even though he had the washcloth there. It's okay, I said. I wanted him to leave. He told me to take my gown off and he'd give me a new one. I did, and I cried when I saw that it had blood on it, too. He gave me a new gown, and then he smiled at me as he watched me put it on. You're not a baby anymore, Anna. You're a big girl now. Daddy's girl. You remember that. It was a long time before I went to sleep. the airplane pretzel first. Ash stood next to me. Both of us had our arms behind our backs, and we were leaned forward, trying to see all the different flavors of ice cream behind the glass. I like to copy Ash. When he does something cool, which is almost all the time, I try doing it too. It makes me feel like I'm almost as neat as he is. Right now, we're trying to decide which side of ice cream to buy. Today is a good day. For one thing, it's Saturday, which means I don't have to go to school, and I get to spend more time with Ash. For another thing, Daddy wants to see my grandparents in another city and won't be home tonight. This means I know he won't come to my room, and this makes me feel lighter, happier, freer. And thirdly, just before I came to the park, where I had kind of thought Ash might be waiting for me, I checked my piggy bank, where I save all the loose change that I find lying around the house. In it, I had $9.63. This means that I have enough money to buy not only myself an ice cream, but Ash one too. I feel grown up. I feel special and important being able to buy him a special treat. Today will be a good day. What kind do you like to get? I ask, tipping my head towards him. The girl behind the counter looked my way, but when she saw I was talking to someone else, she looked away again. Ash frowned and shook his head. Then he stood up straight again. How many different flavors are there? The ad on TV says they have 32 different flavors. I think I'd like to taste test all of them because I'm not sure which one I want. A grin was tugging at his mouth, and he arched his eyebrows and nodded. I think I'd like to start by tasting lime. I'm not sure you can taste all 32 flavors, I said. Well, I want lime right now. Do they allow taste tests here? I smiled. I don't know. Why don't we ask and find out? I shrugged. I looked up towards the girl. Excuse me, she comes over. Could I taste the lime? I've never had it before. Sure. She grabs a white spoon and dips some lime on it, and then she hands it to me. I turn and hand it to Ash. He licks a little bit off and then hands it back to me, and I try it too. What about raspberry? Ash asks. I ask the lady for a taste of raspberry, and Ash and I repeat the taste test. I am ready now to choose my flavor, but Ash decides he needs to try a bite of the lemon. I don't really want to ask the lady for a third taste test. I know we're not supposed to do that, but Ash smiles at me. He has the prettiest smile. So I ask for a taste test of the lemon. The lady sighs heavily and gets me a taste. While she prepares it, Ash uses his elbow to poke me in the side. I look up at him, and he's making a silly face. I frown and shake my head because making someone angry is not funny. She hands me the lemon, and then I get ready to order the kind I want. I think I need at least one more taste test, Ash said. Ash, come on, one more. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to need to taste the sherbet. I quietly ask for another taste test with the sherbet. The lady scowls at me, but gets it ready. I am poked again by Ash, and when I look up at him, he sticks out his tongue. I can't help it but laugh, because he is so silly. And it is kind of funny asking for taste tests, even though we probably don't need to. Ash tells me he wants to order the sherbet. I order a double dip sugar cone sherbet for him. Once he had it ready, I said, I want to order one more, but can I try the butter pecan first? Ash's shout of laughter is my reward. He takes his sherbet from me and winks. Atta girl, he says. The lady is frowning at me, but I don't care. I am smiling so big now my face hurts. Ash is happy. You have a chocolate face, Ash tells me a little bit later. We took our ice cream out of the store because we made the store lady mad. We are sitting by the ducks in the park, the same place where we first met. I really like this park. I take my hand and wipe away my chocolate face. I didn't really need the taste test, you know. I always get chocolate, I said. Ash smiles and looks towards the ducks. Then he leans sideways, closer to me, and says in a loud whisper, I always get the sherbet. I laugh at the look on his face. Sometimes it's fun, just to have fun, said Ash. Think about that for a minute before I shrug. I don't like it when people get mad out of his ice cream and then shrugs again. But anger isn't a bad thing. Not by itself, it's not. I get mad a lot. You do? Oh, sure. When? Why do you get mad? Well, for lots of reasons. I can't remember a story the way I want to. I get mad. Sometimes I even get mad if I can't go to sleep at night. Or if I wait. He shakes his head. But when I get mad, I tell myself a story, or sometimes I just go somewhere by myself. That makes it better. I nod. Do you ever get angry, Anna? I think about this for a minute, and then I shake my head. No. Never? No. What about at the kids at school, when they laugh because of something you do? No. I feel embarrassed, but that's not the same thing as being mad. You're right. It's not. What about when you think you should be able to do something, like maybe pass a test, but you can't do it? I shake my head. Nope. I just cry then. He takes another bite of his ice cream. His is gone now. I still have a little of mine left. Ash tips his head back to look at the sky. It's a really pretty day, and it's not cold at all. But it's not hot either. Perfect. I wish it could stay like this forever. Guess what? I ask. I take the last bite of ice cream and then wipe my hands on my jeans. What? I finished my story about the tree. You know, the one we had to do for school? You did? Hey, I want to hear it. How about we go over yonder in the shady spot and you can tell it to me? Okay. We get up and start walking. Everything is so pretty at the park. I like all the flowers. Whenever I see the gardens with their hedges and decorations, I always wonder, who came up with the idea for it to look this way? The gardens at the other park, the one Mama likes, don't look like these. They are bigger. It must have been really hard making just green grass look neat and beautiful. The tree we are walking towards is in the center of the biggest garden. That's because this tree is the biggest one in the park. It stands alone. Around it are smaller gardens of different types of flowers, my favorite place in the park. Ash stretches out on the ground. His red shirt has ridges down the front of it, making him look really strong. He puts his head in the palm of his hand and smiles at me. I sit down beside him, my back leaning against the tree. All right, Peanut, go for it. I'm set for my story. Well, once upon a time, there was this monkey. And the monkey thought it would be nice to have trees of his very own to climb in. So he went to the store and bought 3 trees to plant. When he bought the trees, he named them. Mama Tree was one, Daddy Tree was another, and then the Baby Tree. The monkey was very good at taking care of his trees. Every day he went out and watered all 3 of them. He knew that it would take a long time for the trees to grow into strong ones, but that was okay. He didn't mind the wait. Well, one night a huge, huge storm came. It rained so hard. From inside his house, the monkey watched the trees. They were leaning to the side really badly, especially the Baby Tree. The monkey was scared that it was going to fall over, and if it did that, it might not stand back up. The other 2 trees that were bigger were doing okay, even though they were swaying too. The monkey went out in the rain and tied a small stick to the little tree. He was trying to make it stay straight in the rain, and then he went back inside. He watched it for a little bit, and it seemed to be doing better. Didn't bend too much, so the monkey went to bed. Well, later that night, when it was real dark and late outside, the rain started coming down harder and harder and harder. The stick helped baby tree, but the two bigger trees started swaying and bending. They were having a hard time staying straight. They were scared of falling to the ground and drowning in the rain. Then the big daddy tree said to mama tree, "Hey, bend a little toward me and I'll bend a little toward you. That way we'll help keep each other up." So daddy tree bent in a little toward mama tree, and mama tree bent in a little toward daddy tree. Baby tree was in the middle. At first, this helped everybody out. It kept a lot of the rain off of baby tree, and it helped mama and daddy tree too. But then the storm got worse, and it kept pushing mama tree and daddy tree in even more. They were starting to lean on baby tree. Baby tree started crying because it was getting pushed to the ground where all of the water was. Mama tree said, "We got to push ourselves off of baby tree." But daddy tree said, "If we do, we'll all drown." So they didn't. The next morning, the monkey came out of his house to see how the trees were doing. Mama tree and daddy tree were sagging a little, but they were okay. Baby tree, though, was smashed. It lay on the ground and couldn't be helped. Mama tree and daddy tree had to use it to help themselves. Ash's dark eyes looked different than they had at the start of the story. They were darker. After a long time, he shook his head a little and bent it down, but he still didn't say anything. I started feeling panicked. "You don't like it?" I asked. If he didn't like it, there was no way I could ever turn it into my teacher. But Ash lifted his head and smiled. "It is a good story, Anna." His voice was soft. "I like it. Thank you for sharing it with me, and now I think you need to share it with your teacher." "You really like it?" "I do. You're a very smart young lady." That was such a lie that I almost snorted. He laughed softly and looked away from me. Then he looked back and reached out a hand. He touched my arm and nodded. "You are. Mark my words, that story will get an A." "Maybe." "Hey, do you see that bird?" Ash asked suddenly, pointing up to the sky. I did not see a bird. "No? Where?" "Right there." "In a tree?" "No, silly, right there. See it? Straight up." I looked. I looked really hard, but I still didn't see a bird. "You're fooling me. There's no bird." "There is, too. That cloud looks just like a red bird." I got it now. He loves to make shapes out of clouds. And this time when I looked up, I did see a bird shape in one of the clouds. "How can something white look red?" I asked. Ash sighed heavily and rolled his head sideways. "Seriously, Anna, use your imagination. That cloud is red." "You say so. It's moving anyway." "Yeah." A second's pause. "Hey, let's follow it," Ash said. "What?" He was already on his feet. "Come on, we're going to follow that bird." I laughed. "Maybe we'll find its nest," I said, "that has its three baby birds in it. Maybe we'll get to see it pick up a worm to feed the baby. I bet there's a crow at its nest, and the crow is about to eat the baby birds. We'll get to watch the mama fight away the crow. Did you know there is nothing as dangerous as a mama when she's protecting her babies?" "That'll be fun," I said. We were walking through the park. Both me and Ash had our heads tipped back so we could follow the bird clouds. It was really fun. I didn't know where we were going, and I did not care, because Ash was with me. "Hey, our bird is changing," Ash said suddenly. I started laughing. "It's not a bird anymore, Ash. It's a pretzel." "A pretzel? You turned my red bird into a pretzel? Look at it! It's a pretzel!" I was laughing so hard. Ash laughed, too. His head still tipped back. Our pretzel bird was now moving slowly just ahead of us. It met up with another cloud. It stuck to the new cloud and changed again. "Hey, our pretzel just got eaten by an airplane," Ash said. "No," I said seriously. "Our pretzel bird just got on an airplane. It will help her return nest faster. She had a long way to fly to find food for those babies." "I will." "All the better. She might get home before the crow gets there." We were still walking. A minute later, our airplane pretzel bird began to stretch out. It got longer and longer. Anna, it's a oop, I said as I ran into someone. I looked up and saw the teenage boy I'd run into. My face got red. "Sorry," I muttered. He ignored me and kept walking, but I heard him mutter, nutcase. My heart sinks. I was a nutcase. I was walking backwards with my head tipped up, trying to see where a cloud would go, laughing because it kept changing shape. I looked back at Ash, and he smiled at me. Birds eat nuts. I laughed.